Amen. Well, let us continue to worship Emmanuel by giving our attention to the written word of God, which, of course, points to Emmanuel, God with us, the Lord Christ. And we pick back up in our series this evening in the Old Testament book of Numbers, and we're in Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. It's found on page 118 of the Pew Bible, if you'd like to follow along there. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony. And at evening it was over the tabernacle like the appearance of fire until morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And whenever the cloud lifted from over the tent, after that the people of Israel set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down, there the people of Israel camped. At the command of the Lord, the people of Israel set out, and at the command of the Lord they camped. As long as the cloud rested over the tabernacle, they remained in camp, even when the cloud continued over the tabernacle many days. The people of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was a few days over the tabernacle, and according to the command of the Lord, they remained in camp. Then, according to the command of the Lord, they set out. And sometimes the cloud remained from evening until morning. And when the cloud lifted in the morning, they set out. Or if it continued for a day and a night, when the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a longer time that the cloud continued over the tabernacle, abiding there, the people of Israel remained in camp and did not set out. But when it lifted, they set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they set out. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by Moses. So far, the reading of God's word. To his name be praise and glory. Let's look to him in prayer. Lord Christ, we do bow before you and we delight to call you our Emmanuel, the Lord of might, the rod of Jesse, day spring from on high, key of David. We thank you that you have revealed your glory to us by your grace in showing us our sinful condition and in showing us that you, even as you washed your disciples' feet, you in humility went to the cross to wash away our sins. So grant us to know afresh that we have a share in you and in your redemptive work. As we look into your word this night, we pray that you would refresh us by your Spirit and that you would equip us by your grace to be your ambassadors, especially during this season when perhaps we're rubbing shoulders with or spending time with folks that we don't normally see during the year. Help us, Lord, to shine as lights in the darkness. Help us to be testimonies of your love and your grace in the lives of others. Equip us to that end even now. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, in our Numbers series titled The Word in the Wilderness, we have been considering how the Lord himself faithfully remained with his people, the people that were sometimes wayward, the people that were often disobedient or complaining. The Lord remained with his people. He persevered with his people, communicating to them, communing with them, providing for them, and protecting them as they made their way from Egypt, where they had been in bondage, to the promised land. And the passage this evening is a beautiful demonstration of this theme, as the Lord made his presence known among his people through the cloud by day and the fire by night. This evening, I want us to consider what that meant for the Israelites then and what it means for us today. So first, the presence of the Lord then and the presence of the Lord in our lives today. The presence of the Lord, first of all, for them, for the Israelites, those wilderness wanderers The cloud that covered the tabernacle and the fire that burned brightly at night communicated the glorious presence of God Himself for the Jewish pilgrims. The cloud and the fire were what theologians call theophanies, visible manifestations of God to humankind. Theophanies are supernatural ways that the invisible God shows Himself in visible ways. That's what theos means, God, and phani means to show. God showing Himself, God revealing Himself in supernatural ways to communicate His divine attributes or His presence or His grace to His people. So these manifestations of the cloud and the fire communicated the presence of God. And God wanted to assure His people that though they were in a wilderness, He had not abandoned them. That's something that all of His saints in every generation need to be assured of. Though we may be in a wilderness, He does not abandon His people. He was with them day and night, as we heard throughout our passage. He was with them day and night. In other words, all the time. And His presence was especially tied to the tabernacle, which they were to place in the center of their encampments and all their movements as they marched towards the promised land. Indeed, the cloud and the fire directed their movements. Whenever the cloud rested over the tabernacle, the people were to stay put. Whenever it lifted, the people were to follow it to the next destination. In this very tangible way, the Lord guided His people through the wilderness. Moreover, the cloud provided shade by day in the fire, and the fire provided light by night. Perhaps the psalmist had the cloud and the fire in mind when he wrote in Psalm 121, "The Lord will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That's what the fire and the cloud were communicating. The glorious presence, the glorious sheltering grace and protection of the Lord, the keeping grace of the Lord, the faithfulness of the Lord, the fire reminding them by night that though they may slumber, their Lord did not slumber. I was visiting with the Trimpers a few days ago and got to meet little Emmett Scott Trimper for the first time. And they were talking about, you know, they weren't getting a lot of sleep over the last week as a family. And it reminded me of the father that woke up one morning and said to his wife who had recently had a baby, "Wasn't that wonderful? The baby slept through the night." And the wife said, "No, you slept through the night. The baby was up throughout the night." But the Heavenly Father never sleeps through the night. He who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. His eye is always upon His people. His hands are always upholding His people. And God wanted to assure His people of His presence, His constant presence, through the glory cloud which rested over the tabernacle throughout the wilderness wanderings. He later manifested His presence in that way when Solomon built the temple. You remember when they set up the tabernacle for the first time? The glory cloud was there revealing God's presence, revealing that He was pleased with them for constructing the tabernacle just as He had called them to do. And He remained with them throughout the wilderness wanderings through the cloud above the tabernacle. And then when Solomon constructed the temple and it was consecrated, there the glory cloud appeared again, demonstrating God's presence with His people and God's favor resting the beauty of His holiness resting upon His favored people. But when they turned away from the Lord, that glory would depart. As we read in Ezekiel chapter 10, the glory of the Lord departed the temple because God was displeased with His wayward people. So the cloud and the fire manifested the presence of the Lord to Israel. They communicated His glory and His holiness and His faithfulness. They provided protection and light, and they guided the people in the way that the Lord would have them go. These manifestations were tied to Israel's worship as well as their obedience and faithfulness to the Lord. Through the cloud and the fire, the wilderness wanderers knew the presence of their covenant God. What about us today? How do we know the presence of the Lord? This past Monday morning, I came downstairs and we're blessed to be able to see for quite a ways to the east behind our house. And there's a green space, and then off to the distance over a pond, there's a tree line. And so we're able to see the sunrise up over the tree line on clear mornings. And Monday morning, I saw one of the most beautiful sunrises that I've ever seen. And part of what made it so beautiful was that there was this huge, fluffy cloud just over the horizon. And I'm not an expert in these things, but it looked like it was wind blown, such that there were these ripples in this cloud. And the sun was shining through it, and there was all these beautiful colors of blue and red and orange and purple and pink. And it looked like, because of the way the wind had blown the clouds, it looked like the clouds looked like waves of the sea, such that it actually looked like the sun shimmering on the ocean when the sun is rising or setting over the ocean. It's absolutely gorgeous. It was breathtaking. If you want to see pictures, I've got them on my phone. I'll show you after the service. That's how amazed, even before I had my coffee, I went and got the phone and took pictures. It was absolutely gorgeous, glorious. And also this time of year, I was reminded, this someone told me this morning, this is the first day of winter. And this time of year, we like to have a fire going in our fireplace, especially on a day like today. And of an evening, we'll sit around and have family time around the fire and enjoy the warmth. And sometimes, you know, just watching a fire in the fireplace can be mesmerizing. You're just watching the flames, all the different colors of the flames dancing in the fireplace. Where I think back to last Sunday evening and the sanctuary lit up with all those candles and just the beauty of all the candles illuminating the sanctuary. But you know, there's something that is far more glorious even than that cloud, that shimmering cloud that I saw Monday morning, or a fire in a fireplace, or the candles lighting the sanctuary last Sunday night, or even the glory cloud, the supernatural glory cloud that revealed the Shekinah glory, the weight of God's glory in a special way there at the tabernacle and later at the temple. Even more glorious than the fire by night that was above the tabernacle, or even the fire that Moses saw in the burning bush. Something far more glorious even than all of that. It is the glory of God revealed in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As John tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word that was with God, the Word that was God, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. That's a literal translation. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The cloud and the fire revealed through that first tabernacle were temporary signs pointing forward to our tabernacle, our cloud, our covering, our fire, our light, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the words of Hebrews 1:3 is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. The cloud and the fire were but types and shadows. Christ is the substance of the glory of God. That is why Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the clearest and most glorious way in which God has said to us, I want to be with you, in your midst, in your heart, in your life, showing my love to you, transforming your life, receiving your worship, and equipping you to make a difference in the lives of others. It is in the baby of Bethlehem. It is in the boy at the temple. It is in the servant washing his disciples' feet. It is in the suffering servant on the cross of Calvary. Therein God's glory and His desire to be present in our lives and to transform our lives. It is there in Emmanuel that His presence and His glory are made known. Today, Emmanuel makes His presence known by His Holy Spirit. He told His disciples something very peculiar. He said, it's good for you that I go away. For it was when Christ ascended, the resurrected Christ ascended to the Father's right hand, that He and the Father together, in answer to the prayers of the early church and in fulfillment of His promise to send the Holy Spirit, it was then that Christ sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to be present in a new way in the life of His disciples and now in His church around the world. God was present in types and in shadows with national Israel in a specific place in the wilderness as they made their way towards the promised land. But now His people are everywhere in every nation, for He has called us out of every nation. And so by His Holy Spirit who indwells His church, who indwells each and every believer, such that you now are the tabernacle of God. You, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel makes His presence known now in and through you. Christ makes His presence and His glory known now through His church. Emmanuel makes His presence known now through His Spirit and through His means of grace. Very important. Through His Spirit and through His means of grace. Those channels by which God communicates Himself to us. His character, His love, His grace. Through His Word, read and preached, Emmanuel guides His people. Through prayer, He leads us, not into temptation, but delivers us from evil. Through the fellowship of the church, He encourages us on our way to the promised land. Through the singing and the music of the saints, He inhabits our praises and He routs the evil one. And He gives joy and victory to all who lift up their hearts and their voices to Him in childlike praise. Through the tangible signs and seals of the sacraments, Emmanuel says to us, I have not forsaken you in the wilderness of this world. I am here to cleanse you and to feed you and to empower you to be my disciples and my witnesses. In these and in other ways, Emmanuel speaks to us and says, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you manifested your presence through the cloud and the fire covering the tabernacle in the wilderness. We thank you that you demonstrated your covenant faithfulness to your people who were very often unfaithful to you. We thank you that you reveal your omnipresence, that you're everywhere, and your omnipotence, that you are all powerful through creation, through a shimmering cloud at sunrise, or through the fire that warms our home. But, O God, we thank you most of all for the glorious manifestation of your presence and your love in the person of Jesus Christ, the one we considered this morning, who girded himself with a towel and who washed his disciples' feet. Lord, especially in this season, let us keep our eyes upon Jesus. Let us worship Him alone, as we heard that admonition this evening from the second commandment. Let us worship Him alone. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, may we know His presence and the assurance of your fatherly love and grace, such that we are set free and empowered to show your love and grace to others. This we pray through Christ, our Emmanuel. Amen.